Good morning, friends. In the 24th chapter of Isaiah, in verse 13, we find these words. When thus it shall be in the midst of the land among the people, there shall be as a shaking of an olive tree, and as the gleaning grapes when the vintage is done. And again, in chapter 17, and beginning with verse 6, Isaiah puts it this way. Yet gleaning grapes shall be left in it, as the shaking of an olive tree, two or three berries in the top of the uppermost bough, four or five in the outmost fruitful branches thereof, saith the Lord God of Israel. At that day shall a man look to his Maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. And he shall not look to the altars, the work of his hands, neither shall respect that which his fingers have made, either the groves or the images. It is believed that this last scripture refers to the devastation of Israel when 10 of the tribes were carried into captivity. There was only a small remnant left. It seems that the king of Assyria swept away the whole body of the people as the reaper strippeth off the whole crop of corn. The remnant, of course, was as the scattered ears left to the gleaner. Then again, in Isaiah 37 and verse 4, we find these words. It may be the Lord thy God will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, hath sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that is left. Be this as it may, for this broadcast, I'm particularly concerned about the one word, remnant. Remnant is often used in the Bible. Speaking in the natural sense, a remnant means a small part of anything which is left after the major part has been taken away. So often, remnant is used to refer to a piece of cloth left on a bolt. Sometimes a fabric shop will even have a sale of remnants. Now, remember this one thing. A remnant is part of the original. In this particular case, a remnant of cloth would be the first part which was put on the bolt. After most of the other had been taken away, there would still be this small part known as the remnant. The remnant is just as true to color and quality as what the balance of the material was, for it is part of the original. The trouble is, sometimes there is not just enough of it. Now, let us make the spiritual application. Did you notice in this one scripture I gave you that it mentioned two or three berries in the top of the uppermost bough, four or five in the outmost fruitful branches? Have you ever walked through a peach orchard along toward the ending of the summer when most of the fruit hadn't ripened and was gone? But right up in the top of the tree, or out on the end of the branches, there was a juicy, mellow peach, the flavor of which was simply delicious. This might be true of an apple or many other types of fruit. In fact, when the majority of the crop is gone, it seems that one has more of a desire for that particular fruit anyway. It seems to me that we are living in a time when the powers of heaven are being shaken. Folks are betraying one another. Many of them have no use or desire for the teachings of the Bible. So, truly it is a shaking time and a gleaning time. I am glad that Jesus Christ built his church upon the solid rock, and he said the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Nevertheless, there has been a great falling away from the truth. But I want you to notice the deep spiritual understanding which the Lord gave to Caiaphas the high priest when he prophesied of the death of Christ. I quote, "And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, Ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth they took counsel together for to put him to death. John 11:49-53. Little did some of those folks realize that God was going to save believers through Christ. Now, let us go back to Isaiah and begin with verse 20 of the 10th chapter. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. Just as God had a called out people in the days of Abraham, so he has a called out people now. This remnant is separate from the world. They're not reckoned among the nations because it is a holy nation called out to be the people of God. They're gleaned from many countries throughout the world, and although scattered by many miles apart, as often is the case, there is one thing they all have in common. God and His law reign supremely in their life. Just as there was the gleaning time back in the days of Isaiah, I believe that we're also in the gleaning days now. God is ever looking for those whose hearts are perfect toward Him and those who are seeking for the truth. Notice this poem, which says, a morning prayer. Oh, Father, give me grace today that all I do or think or say may be most pleasing in Thy sight, and bring me peace when falls the night. Lead me by thy hand the whole day through, that I thy perfect will may do. I would not take one step apart from the sweet pleasure of thy heart. Thy purpose is of greater worth than all the treasures of the earth. Upon thy will I daily think. To do it is my meat and drink. To thee I live, whate'er betide. To thee my heart's door opens wide. Come in. The whole to thee is given. There do thy pleasure as in heaven. In this heart temple, have thy way. Be pleased to walk about today. And if thou findest one thing there thy holy image does not bear, oh, tear it down. Let not remain. To leave it there is worse than pain. Apply the blood, the cleansing stream, that thy pure image may be seen. Just like the branches in the vine, oh, let my soul in thine entwine, that I may holy be today in all I do or think or say. As in the earth deep roots the tree, so may my heart, dear Lord, in thee, that I this day may walk upright, have peace with thee when falls the night. We hope that these few thoughts left with you on the broadcast will prove a blessing to you. I would like to especially say that we deeply appreciate those who help us to maintain this weekly broadcast. If we may be a help or encouragement to you, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And now, this closing thought. The past is forever behind us. We cannot alter or change the happenings of yesterday, even as much as we might like to do so. But we can make decisions today which will affect not only our life in the future, but other lives with whom God may bring us into contact. Let us exert an influence for good upon those whom we meet from day to day. Let us prayerfully make our decisions each day in a way that will satisfy our conscience. Here's a song, If I Could But Take One Soul to Heaven. The singers are Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and Edgar Martins.
I'd like to tell someone about the Savior. I'd like to tell someone of His great love. I'd like to tell someone of His great favor. I'd like to take someone to heaven above.
If I could but
just take one
soul to
heaven fair.
If I could but
just show one
shining
light.
If I could but
just teach
one soul from
sinning here.
And lead them to
Jesus Christ.
Guides aright. I'd like to live
close to Him,
the loving
Savior dear.
And be an example.
Be a help
to those I see.
Those I see.
Would make it much
sweeter now. Just take one soul with me. I'd like to live closer to Christ our Master, to show a lost sinner the way of right, and never be ready to help a brother.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
One soul to
heaven fair.
If I could but
just show one
shining
light.
If I could but
just keep
one soul from
sinning here.
And lead them to
Jesus Christ.
Guides aright. I'd like to live
close to Him,
the loving
Savior dear.
And be an example
of help
to those I see.
Those I see.
Would make it much
sweeter now
as I go
homeward go.
If I could but
just take one
soul
with me.